Oh, you're finally here, dum-dum. I was starting to think you weren't going to show up. What took you so long anyway? Did you walk here or something? You actually walked here? I said it as a joke, but you really did? Are you crazy? It takes about an hour and 8.0085 seconds to walk here from your place. Your car broke down yesterday? Then why didn't you call me to pick you up then? And why didn't you tell me about it? Now I feel a bit bad for not checking up on you often enough. Dude, you can literally trust me with anything. I've been your best friend for what? Almost 21 years now? We've been together since we were both in the womb. Whatever, I'll drive you home after this, okay? Nuh-uh. There is no way I'm making you walk another hour in this weather. Just listen to me this one time, okay? Good. I'm merely dragging you along with me on my shopping adventure since I want some company and no one else is available. Don't get the wrong idea, buddy. This is a friend's expedition. If you want to consider a date, I wouldn't entirely be against it, I suppose. Well, I want to change out my closet. Most of my clothes are hand-me-downs from my brothers, but I want to try a new aesthetic for clothes. For fun. Of course, just girlier clothes. I don't know, I just feel like spicing things up a little. Hey, don't laugh. I knew you were going to be like this. I get it. My mannerisms are far from feminine, and I walk like a deviant. I'm not trying to change who I am. I just thought it would be fun to experiment a little. Plus, who knows? Maybe dressing up more girly will help catch his eye. Of course you wouldn't understand. Mister, I only wear hoodies and sweatpants all the time. Well, I do too, but it's time to change that. There's just this guy that I've liked for a really long time now, and I want him to notice me. Don't laugh, okay? It took me a bit of courage to tell you that. Look at this dress. Isn't it cute? A pretty pink floral pattern, and it's short too. Show off my long legs. Oh, shush. I'll kick you with these short legs in a minute. I doubt you understand what it's like trying to impress someone. You know, since you're already attractive and girls probably flock to you like seagulls on a French fry. What? You're not a loser. You have no idea how many girls look at you, but are too scared to approach you. I guess it's a girl's intuition, or my jealousy issues. Oh, isn't this cute? This skirt is really short. This wouldn't be good for the windy weather around here. I mean, it is cute, but I like to manspread. Not sure if this would be appropriate, you know? I'll just put it back. You know, I didn't think it'd be this difficult to find girly clothes that suit me. Call me a pick-me if you want, but I don't understand how girls can comfortably wear these. They look really good in them though. But am I ready to sacrifice my comfort just for him? Maybe this whole thing is useless. I mean, changing my clothes means I also have to change my demeanor. I like to jump high and run around without worrying about a wardrobe malfunction. I'm not sure if I want to give that up just to wear cute tops and skirts. But I feel like if I stay this way forever, then I won't have a chance with you because of how masculine I am. You know what? Screw this whole thing. I shouldn't have to change anything about me just for someone to like me. Of course it's possible to change for the better, but I'm content with the way I dress now. I guess it kind of got to me when I saw my crush with another girl. She was way prettier than me in so many ways. So feminine too. I never learned how to do my makeup growing up. So now when I try, I can't help but to feel like I smeared lipstick on a pig. I couldn't help but to feel envious that she is, womaning? Even though I'm a woman myself. But I've lived my entire life as a tomboy and it's never been a problem. And I'm rather comfortable with being one anyway. Sorry for the depressing rant, but I feel a lot better now. I guess I kind of dragged you out here for nothing. Let's just shop for things we like today. Can you believe I got the last Makima figure? Ah, she is so pretty. I can't wait to add her to my collection. Oh, did I tell you? I ordered a Makima cosplay for next month's convention too. Yeah, a red wig, contacts, and everything. I'm so excited. I haven't cosplayed in ages. Are you going to dress up too? Oh, how about you be my Denji then? Sounds good, right? Oh, don't you worry about being broke. Let me order it for you. Huh? Is that Aerie? Oh my god, dude, we need to hide. Now? Sorry, I panicked and thought to pull you inside. It is, a bit cramped though. Since when do stores have changing rooms this small? Wait, all these boxes. I think we are in a little storage closet thing. I don't know, maybe they didn't have a budget for a proper storage room and incredibly downsized a changing room. My bad. Sorry for dragging you into this mess, by the way. Why are we avoiding her? Well, remember when we talked about girls liking you but you don't notice them? Yeah, that girl, Aerie, She has a crush on you. And I know that because we were ex-friends. She talked to me about you, you know? Her feelings, thoughts, weird thoughts. Ugh, I couldn't stand the way she talked about you. But we ended on bad terms because of it. Well, we ended up having a crush on the same person. She only started to like you because of me, by the way. I showed her a picture of you, and from then on, she made everything about you. She is the kind of person who takes things from others. Back in elementary, I had my first boyfriend. I happily told her about it, and instead of being happy for me, she got mad. The next week, he broke up with me to be with her. And then she'd continuously shove her relationship in my face, as if I wasn't dating that same guy a week ago. I couldn't let such a malicious person get with you. Sorry for being so selfish. I wish I told you my feelings in a more fitting situation. Sorry, I couldn't help but to joke. I do mean it though. Being with you like this, our bodies pressing up against each other, it's made me realize just how much I care about you. I guess those two things don't correlate, but I wouldn't just drag anyone in here. With anyone else, I just push them out and wish them luck. Every moment we spend together, I find myself falling for you even more. You understand me in ways that no one else does, and I'm incredibly grateful for that. You're amazing, and I can't keep it to myself any longer. Yeah, it took a lot of courage to say it out loud, but I couldn't hide it anymore. I couldn't bear to see you hurt by someone who clearly didn't appreciate you. I don't know, maybe she'll find a way to get with you or drag you away from me. Wouldn't her separating you from me hurt you in a way? This between us, it's more than just friendship for me. It's like you have this way of making me feel so happy and alive whenever we hang out. I can't deny my feelings anymore. I like you. I guess now you understand the whole, me wanting to be girlier thing. Well, remember a few days ago when we went out for boba? I saw you talking to a girl when I was getting our drinks, and you asked for her number. And from then on, you've been hanging out with me less. What? Her keychains? You were asking about her keychains dangling from her bag? Well, why? Huh? What's this? Wait, you didn't ask for her number because you were interested in her? It was so she could hook you up with these keychains? Wait, they're so cute. Is this one a capybara? And this? Where's the other half of this keychain? It's a matching one with you? Aww, thank you. I Got myself worked up over a misunderstanding for nothing, huh? So, do you want to start dating or something? I don't know. For some reason my brain decided to associate you giving me these keychains as a sign of proposal or something. Don't get all smirky with me.
Hello, lovely customers. The clothing store is going to close soon in 5 minutes. I repeat, the clothing store is going to close in 5 minutes.
Seems like the store is going to close soon. I think we can come out of hiding now. Yup, looks like we're in the clear. As I was saying, I take it you like me back? I am really happy right now. Oh, hey, can you hold this for me? My hand, silly. Come on, I'll drive us back to my place.